Scott Mills.
Okay, it's 6:10. A lot of people have been on now. Too scared to ring their numbers themselves, so asking me to do it. That might be something we could do tomorrow. Helen in Northampton says, a random number rang me at 2:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. I don't dare ring it. Do you want to?
Yeah,
but we could get Helen on as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We can be subtle and polite and...
So, this is us calling the numbers in our phones that we don't recognise. I've got 3 in mine.
Okay.
And I'm going to call this one, who's just in there, as P.
P.
Yeah. I'm really scared now.
Your idea. You've no idea.
No. Can't remember. Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hiya.
Who's that?
It's Paul.
Paul?
Paul, yeah.
Ring any bells?
Right, I'm going through my, my phone book on my phone at the moment, and you're just under there as P, obviously, for Paul.
For Paul, yeah.
My name's Scott. Scott Mills, do you...
Oh, yeah, Scott.
Right. How do I know you?
We went in a bar in London, do you not remember?
When was this?
about 6 months ago.
Right.
He asked for my number.
Did he? And did he say he'd get in touch?
Yeah, he did.
Did it, and he never has done?
Never, no.
Oh, right. You're so rude.
Do you remember what else happened that night?
What do you really want to know?
Yeah, well...
I do.
Are you sure? You were pretty drunk. You had a few drinks. I mean, I can remember buying you a drink at the bar, and I gave you and you just dropped it.
Definitely got the right person.
I have done that a few times, though. I can't narrow it down. Was I on wine?
Yeah, you were on wine.
Mm. Okay. Mm. I'm sorry it's 6 months late, but I just thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling back. I never thought you would.
Yeah, nice to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you, Scott.
Yeah. what do you look like again? Just so I can try and remember.
I've got, like, long curly hair down to my, like, the crest of my back.
Right. Anyway, it's nice to speak to you.
All right,
I've got to go, bye.
God, I must have been really drunk.
You must have been.
Scott.
Yes.
In my head, he looks like Brian May.
I must have been really drunk.
What interesting taste I have sometimes. Mm. Right, can we try one of yours from your phone book now, please?
Yeah, go on then. I have J.
Just a J.
Just a J.
All right. Let's ring him. Pass the phone over. J.
Mm-hmm. Hello, it's Janice here. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Janice Long.
It's Janice Long?
Off Radio 1 in the olden days.
And now on Radio 2?
Yeah. Why have you got her number?
How have I got Janice Long's mobile in my... How on earth have I got her phone number in my mobile?
For our younger listeners, Janice used to be on Radio 1 a long time ago. And she's on Radio 2 now. Why the... When did you meet her?
I don't know. Oh, it must have been a white wine night, I think.
Did you,
No. No.
Right, Laura?
Yeah?
Who are you going to call?
I've got CM in my phone.
Just CM?
Yeah.
Okay.
God!
Okay.
This will be a random bloke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I'm not in at the moment. I'm out doing something glamorous or decorating the world or something.
Oh, do you remember him?
Yes.
It's Campman.
Campman.
Remember him from last year?
Yes.
We launched a nationwide search to find the campus man in Britain and promised to make him a star. And never called him back.
No.
So that's who CM is. Right, you know those numbers you've got in your phone, stored under random letters or numbers? We've all got them. We called some of ours yesterday, and we've got some more to call now. This is a one from my phone book.
Okay. Is it R?
No, it's not R. I'm not ringing R. This is D. Just under there is D. I really don't know who this is, so let's ring him. It's quite uncomfortable, this, isn't it?
Hmm. I thought we were going to do other people's, not ours.
We'll get onto that. Actually, we've got some good ones coming through.
Cool.
Some people who are too, some of our listeners who are too scared to ring them themselves, so we ring them for them. Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's that?
Hello, I'm just calling you because you're in my phone book, in my mobile.
Yeah.
Under D.
Who's that?
It's Scott. Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm all right. Who are you?
Do you remember the dancer from One Big Weekend in Birmingham last summer? And you never called. You said you were going to call, and you never called.
A dancer from One Big Weekend at Birmingham?
Yeah. I was in a star bar. We had a cracking time. And I gave you my number, and you never called. But it's good to hear from you. How are you?
Yeah, here I am now, anyway.
Oh, good, that was true.
18 months too late.
Yeah, nice.
Well, good, thanks. We were just going through some of our people in our phone books and just wondering who they are, and you're just under as D. So, what was your name again?
My name's Dan.
Right, yeah, okay. Dan, I remember you now. The dancer.
Dan the dancer.
Yeah. Okay, well, at least I know who you are now, so thanks for clearing that for me.
Good.
Anyway, gotta go. Nice to you, Dan. Bye. Oh, God.
There's another random bloke in your phone
book. See, the addictive ladies on X Factor have ruined that song for me now.
Oh, God.
Be some kind of superstar. Right, it's nearly 5 to 5. You're called in 5 minutes. Right, so that was the dancer that was in my phone. That'll be what the D was for then.
You know, today with Dan the Dancer and yesterday with the bloke with the hair all the way down to the crest of his back.
Woof.
Both calls are the only calls on both shows, both yesterday and today, that you haven't ended by saying I love you.
That's right. Because I'm quite keen to just get them off the line as soon as possible.
Okay,
really.
All right.
This is one from your phone. Who's this then? We don't know who it is, but what's it under?
It's under a type of punctuation. It's under exclamation mark.
Well, this could be good.
Yeah, this could be a chance for revenge here, methinks. Do we have to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
Who's that?
It's Dom. Who's that?
It's Dom?
Yeah. Is that Chappers?
Yeah.
Why are you phoning me? Hello?
Hiya, Dom. How are you?
I'm very well. You alright?
Yeah.
Good. What's up?
It's a bit embarrassing, actually, now.
Why?
Well, because... Why, I had you in my phone book, but not down as Dom.
It is me. Sorry.
Is this Dom off of Chris Moyles?
Dom off Chris Moyles. Why have I got you in my phone as an exclamation mark?
That's really nasty. I've got you as Chappers, spelled correctly.
With a heart, after.
Yeah, well, no, just Chappers, actually.
How embarrassing. One of your colleagues as well.
That's rubbish.
Mm. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine, Mark Chapman. Don't worry about it. I'll just be an exclamation mark in your life.
Everything all right, though?
Very good, thank you very much, yeah.
We must stay in touch more, mustn't we, really?
Oh, man, that's bad.
That's terrible.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
Right, we'll let you go, Dom.
Thank you very much indeed, Jen.
Sorry, Dom.
That's fine, Mark Chapman.
Brilliant.
Really good.